Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 513.
On Now You Know. As we reported unofficially on our last show, Tesla has now officially rolled out full self-driving to Tesla owners in Australia starting last Thursday.
The rollout will happen first to Model 3 and Model Y cars equipped with AI 4 hardware.
Wow! Thank you.
Australia is now the 6th country to receive FSD.
6th?
Yeah, we've got US, Canada, Mexico, China, Puerto Rico, and now Australia.
We're going to be discussing this Australian rollout of FSD and some more on Patreon bonus stories today. So please join us over on Patreon.
And I think this is exciting for every country that doesn't have FSD yet, because it shows that it's coming.
That's true. And it's only your fault, you countries.
I know, right?
It's all right. You know? It's all right.
Well, not your fault. You should talk to your politicians and the people that make your laws, so that way you can get it.
So French authorities just launched a criminal investigation into X, accusing it of algorithm manipulation and fraudulent data extraction.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
Out of hundreds of reporting sources Ground News analyzed, barely any are coming from right-leaning outlets.
And if they are, they're labeling the inquiry as a politically motivated witch hunt and excessive government overreach, while left-leaning outlets portray it as a necessary scrutiny of concentrated power.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division. So when news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time. They show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture.
And we just knew our viewers would love what they built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on the stories that we bring to you guys, to their blind spot feed that surfaces other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling that we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off of the same unlimited access Vantage plan we've been using every day.
That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you.
Well, we knew it was coming from the hints that we reported on last week, but now it is also official. Tesla has launched the new Model Y Performance Edition in Europe and the Middle East.
Okay, so what does the new Model Y Performance have?
Well, Tesla says it has exterior upgrades for even better performance, including new front and rear fascia, which of course looks different, carbon spoiler for better aerodynamics, optimized wheels and tires for precision control, performance carbon spoiler equals greater downforce and reduced drag. Then there's the adaptive damping, which adjusts handling based on road conditions. They got new drive modes, providing more freedom for high-speed driving. Staggered wheel and tire fitment provides better grip and steering, kind of like the Model X. More range thanks to new high-density battery cells with increased charge capacity. So Tesla claims 360 miles of WLTP, which is a 41-mile improvement improvement over the previous performance editions. But of course, this is Europe, so we don't have the EPA numbers yet. They got comfort upgrades, so quiet cabin thanks to premium sound dampening materials and acoustic glass, heated and ventilated sport seats in the front row with added bolstering and side cushions that hold you in your seat when cornering, and powered thigh cushion extenders for extra comfort. They have perforated and heated seats in the back with power recline, and they've got the highest resolution 16-inch center touchscreen, which equals more pixels and more fun.
And it looks like some new wheels too, huh?
Yeah, 21-inch Arachnid 2.0 wheels with Pirelli P0 tires.
And what's the price?
Starting price in Europe is approximately €61,990, which is about $69,000. That excludes fees and incentives. And so the total with fees and stuff is €62,970 in Germany or £61,990 in the UK.
Okay, so that's about €9,000 more than the long-range all-wheel drive and €2,000 higher than the prior Performance Edition Model Y.
Right.
So the battery pack is made of LG NMC cells.
Yeah, it appears to be an 82 to 84 kilowatt hour usable pack. And of course, they're using the NMC so they can get more energy density.
And it's performance. So what's the 0 to 60?
We've got it in kilometers, but I think if you translate that to 0 to 60 miles, it's 3.3 seconds. It's, of course, a dual motor all-wheel drive powertrain. It has new 4DU performance motors with 460 horsepower of combined output. Top speed is 155 miles an hour or 250 kilometers an hour. Now, the suspension looks to be lowered by about 0.6 inches compared to the long-range all-wheel drive. It's got 15 speakers plus a subwoofer for the sound system. It weighs 4,482 pounds, which is actually about 86 pounds lighter than the previous performance model. And it's got 75.4 cubic feet. Or 2,138 liters of cargo space. And again, we're going to talk about this some more on Patreon bonus stories. So join us there.
But when can I get it?
I don't know. It's only in Europe and the Middle East.
But I want a performance model. Why?
That's probably coming.
So as the Houston Chronicle is reporting here in this fuddy article about the Boring Company, since Hurricane Harvey in 2017, Houston has been trying to find a way for 8 years now to reduce flooding.
Elon's Boring Company has gotten a unanimous vote from the Harris County Commissioner's Court to look at a pilot program that would build two 12-foot diameter tunnels at a cost of $760 million. The Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, says, quote, if Elon Musk and the Boring Company or any other company can build two massive tunnels under the Houston bayous in a few years to save the city from flooding, I am always going to be interested to listen. The truth is, Elon Musk is one of the only people in the world who could accomplish this.
$760 million, that sounds like a lot of money.
Well, it is, but it's a lot cheaper than the $4.6 billion that the county estimated it would cost to build the Buffalo Bayou portion of the project that the Boring Company would be building. Elon posted, Boring Company tunnels will work and cost less than 10% of alternatives. If more flow is needed, additional tunnels can be built, and furthermore, they can route water from many parts of the city, not just one. And so you can see here, the original plan had been to build a giant 40-foot diameter tunnel really deep, and Elon's plan is to build a couple 12-foot tunnels, which would be a lot cheaper. But people have said, well, that's not as much water, so it wouldn't work. Elon thinks it will. What do you guys think? Does Elon know what he's talking about? I mean, because it's true, Elon's never built any water tunnels with his Boring Company before. They've just been for transportation and for utilities. But I would argue this is a utility. It's moving water.
Everybody knows. I mean, tunnels, this is like high-tech technology. We've never had tunnels before.
Do not go in there.
Woo! No, we never had tunnels under cities that move water out of the way before.
Well, and here's the thing. It's been 8 years. There's going to be another hurricane at some point. If you don't get these built, you're going to have another flooding, and that's going to cost your city billions of dollars.
So it appears that money isn't everything. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta apparently offered $250 million in retention bonuses to keep 14 of its AI engineers, but they left for Elon's XAI because I guess Elon could offer them something Zuck couldn't? Purpose.
Yeah. Look, these are smart people, and I think the writing is on the wall. You may be able to earn more money working for Meta, but working for XAI means you may be making history, being on the cutting edge of technology, and hey, you get to work with Elon, and you get to go to Starbase for front row seats to Starship launches. I mean, these are things that Zuck just can't offer. What do you guys think? Would you take a pay cut to go work for Elon?
It's not just a pay cut. It's $250 million, just a bonus.
Yeah, I mean, that's spread out over the 14 guys, so it's, you know, it's only like $20 million.
Oh, only $20 million. Yeah. Well, that's different.
And XAI has just filed a lawsuit against a former AI engineer, Zhushen Li, accusing him of stealing trade secrets related to its Grok chatbot and taking them to rival OpenAI.
The lawsuit, submitted in a California federal court, asserts that Li absconded with proprietary details on XAI's sophisticated AI systems after securing employment at OpenAI and offloading $7 million in XAI shares.
XAI contends that Li confessed to pilfering documents and trying to conceal his tracks. XAI is pursuing undetermined compensation and an injunction to block Li from starting at OpenAI. So Bindu Reddy said ex-XAI engineer allegedly stole entire Grok codebase for OpenAI after cashing out $7 million in stock. Mind blow. Why would you ever jeopardize your career and all those millions these companies throw at you by stealing code?
Elon said, not allegedly. He downloaded the entire XAI code repo. The logs prove he did it, and he admitted he did it.
Interesting.
I want to make a movie about his life.
So
I just don't know. I mean, it's too late, right? He already gave him the code. So it's like, yeah, you can stop him from getting his job and all, but like, didn't that hurt your company?
I don't know what a court can do in terms of helping. I know that this is not the first time that people have stolen code from one of Elon's companies.
Right.
Specifically, like XPeng allegedly stole a whole, like basically all of Tesla's autopilot software. Didn't really matter because Tesla now is on full self-driving, not even autopilot. So it really is a question of whether stealing Grok is more important than stealing like autopilot data.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So as part of our Waymo update today, well, first, of course, let's see what this Waymo in Atlanta is up to.
So let me catch y'all up on what just happened. I'm on the bus on my way to STL, and we're leaving Atlanta, and this is one of those Waymo cars that are driverless cars. The officer had to literally get into the car to override it because it was a tight turn and it hit the bus. Yay!
You know, we keep playing all these videos of Waymos crashing, but I thought Waymos were super safe.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. If you rely on legacy media reporting, you would think that Waymos are safe, but Waymo has to report all their accidents to NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And NHTSA says that Waymo got into 464 collisions so far in 2025. That's data through August 26th.
That's about 14 accidents per week, or about 2 accidents per day.
Right. Now, Waymo gives about 250,000 rides per week. So that's still a very low accident rate of one collision per 18,319 rides.
But it's funny how the media, which has such a propensity for Tesla accident stories, to completely ignore the 14 accidents per week that Waymo is currently getting into. And I would also like to point out that 18,319 rides isn't that many miles.
True.
I mean, they could be anywhere from a mile to five-ish miles.
Right.
So, I mean, even if we're being generous, it's still close to human crash safety numbers.
True. Now, according to new documents that Waymo filed with the California Public Utilities Commission, Waymo now has 1,429 vehicles operating in California. That is up 342 vehicles since their last filing in March.
So how does that break down by city?
Well, we don't know exactly. Waymo says that there are more than 2,000 Waymos in the U.S. now, and my research puts it at about 200 in Austin, 400 in Phoenix, 500 in Los Angeles, and as many as 850 now in San Francisco.
So that would be a whole lot more than the 300 vehicles that Waymo had running in San Francisco in March, according to the San Francisco Examiner.
Yeah, it seems like they're beefing up that area because they want to compete with Robotaxi.
Interesting.
So after you pick up your Tesla from service, it turns out that your ability to message the service technicians in your Tesla app ends after 2 hours. But this is being extended by Tesla now to 24 hours.
How do we know this?
This exchange here between Eric and Raj Jagannathan, Tesla's head of vehicle service, among many other things here.
At least we know it's a him.
So Eric said, picked up Model 3 that was completed from repairs and it's loud at highway speed. Messages several times and never got any reply. Tech ghosted us.
Raj said, looking into to this, after a service visit is complete, we close the in-app messaging option after 2 hours. We will change this to 24 hours or more.
And again, we're going to talk about this some more in Patreon bonus stories today.
I think that this makes a lot of sense because at one point I had some service on the Cybertruck and I took it home. And then like a week later, I was like, oh, great. I'll put my groceries in the frunk cooler. And I opened my frunk and I went, oh, I must have put my frunk cooler somewhere else.
Well, you know, we're going to discuss that on Patreon. So we'll see. We'll see you guys there. All right, everybody, it's time for some SpaceX news. Elon reposted this from SpaceX. This is the 30th flight for the Falcon 9 booster supporting today's Starlink mission, now launching the most missions of the Falcon fleet.
Look at that patina of the orbital reentry on that booster. So that is booster number B1067.
And Elon says that's 30 flights of the same rocket.
Normally, rockets only get one shot.
That's right.
And then they crash or burn up.
Eric Berger said this is the most badass space flight photo I have seen in a long, long time.
Elon said, worth noting that the heat shield tiles almost entirely stayed attached. So the latest upgrades are looking good. The red color is from some metallic test tiles that oxidized, and the white is from insulation of areas where we deliberately removed tiles.
Space Koala says, did they just stick a chunk of steel on there and let it get plasma blasted onto the rest of the heat shield?
And Elon said, yep, metal oxidizes fast at Mach 25. And look, so it was just one tile?
Yeah, these are experiments.
Wow.
Yeah.
One tile made the whole thing look it was beautiful. A different rocket.
Yeah. And then Elon posted the Starship landing video in the Indian Ocean was taken from a camera bolted to a Starlink terminal sitting in a kiddie pool. This looks fake, but it's real.
They said it was a buoy. You can't call that a buoy.
Well, you can.
I mean, no. Well, can you?
Elon said landing was accurate to within 3 meters of target position.
Wow. Because yeah. I had thought that they had put a whole bunch of buoys, because they say the Indian Ocean. And right. To me, the Indian Ocean is gigantic, which it is. And so I just thought that they had just put like every mile they had put and then we just happened to get one. It was just,
they knew
just,
where it was going.
In a kiddie pool, huh?
Or multiple kiddie pools, it looks like. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Join us on Patreon today for more content, more stories, and your chance to win a Tesla wall connector in our 5th giveaway this summer.
We'll be drawing the winner this week, so don't wait. Join us today.
Yeah, and thank you to all of our wonderful patrons. We'll see you on Patreon. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the shout-outs. Who do we got today?
Daniel J. Stewart.
Bill Lester.
David Turney.
Jarek Lewandowski.
And Mark and Judy Schaefer. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said violent crimes per capita by trans-identifying individuals is about 10 times higher than the overall population. Large doses of artificially administered hormones are driving them to extreme violence and murder. These extreme hormone treatments should be withdrawn by the FDA. Matt Van Swall says, if I'm being perfectly honest, I think I'm beginning to lose the will to be tolerant.
Elon said, if tolerance means the end of Western civilization, then we cannot be tolerant.
Peter Sweden says, the British government just won in court. Epping has to keep open the hotel housing asylum seekers despite large protests from locals.
Elon said, as goes Epping, so goes all of England.
And a nation with a government against its people shall perish from the earth. Elon then said, Tesla's Master Plan Part 2 will be complete next year. Master Plan 3 was too complex for almost anyone to understand, but described how all of Earth could move to sustainable energy. Master Plan 4 will be concise. Elon then posted, in order to survive, an ideology that fails to reproduce itself must necessarily infect the minds of the children of those who do reproduce. That's why they push so hard to control education. It's a vampire cult. And then he said, people of the great nations of Britain and Ireland, rally now to save your beautiful countries. It's now or never. Fight, fight, fight. Soon it will be too late. Doge Designer says, why is the legacy media not talking about the current situation in Europe?
Elon said, they are complicit in the outcome.
He went on to say, the nightmare happening to Epping and hundreds of other towns in Britain and Ireland will come to your town too, unless it is stopped by the people. And he said, history will call this the of Europe. Every village in Britain will become Epping unless the people of Britain take action now. And he said, X is the media now because you are the media now. Matt Van Swall says, not a single human being who watches or reads the mainstream media knows about this. Not one. Let that sink in.
And Elon said, insane.
And Elon said, stainless steel is an amazing material. Can also just weld on attachments easily. And then Elon ended with Germany. He said, either Germany votes AFD or it's the end of Germany. Got a little political this week. All right, it's time for some new superchargers. We got 3 pages. What do we got this week?
We got number 46 in Indiana. It's the 12-stall version 4 in Fair Oaks, Indiana.
We got number 18 in New Mexico, the 8-stall version 4 in Santa Fe.
The 3-stall in Wenzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Kuanjiang, China.
The 3-stall in Xinyi, China.
The 3-stall in Handan, China.
The 4-stall in Guangzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Haifei, China.
The 3-stall in Zhuangcheng, China.
The 16-stall version 4 in Green River, Utah. Now, if you're saying what I think you're going to say, which is there is one there already.
Yeah.
That's the one on the right we've been to. Uh-huh. Just up the street, that little dot, is the new 16 stall in Green River.
It's across from Green River.
Yes.
You can charge on both sides of Green River now.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, anyone who goes there, let me know if they still have that big watermelon float. I want to know. We have the 8 stall version 4 in Prüm, Germany.
We have number 101 in Pennsylvania, the 12 stall in Bensalem.
Number 79 in Washington is the 12 stall in Pulliup, Washington.
Number 71 in Illinois, the 12 stall in Shiloh, Illinois.
The 12 stall version 4 in Chula Vista, California.
The 8 stall version 4 in Offenbach, Germany.
Number 203 in the UK is the 12 stall version 4 in Hull.
Number 584 in California, the 12 stall version 4 in Temecula.
Number 63 in Maryland is the 12 stall version 4 in Laurel, Maryland.
The 3 stall in Huayan, China.
The 6 stall in Shanghai, China.
The 3 stall in Yangcheng, China.
The 3 stall in Weifang, China.
The 3 stall in Yijiang, China.
Number 73 in Georgia is the 16 stall version 4 in Norcross, Georgia.
Number 18 in Kansas, the 12 stall in Lenexa, Kansas.
Number 13 in Mississippi, the 12 stall version 4 in Horn Lake.
Number 85 in North Carolina, the 12 stall version 4 in Hope Mills.
Number 9 in Arkansas, the 12 stall in Alma, Arkansas.
Number 49 in Austria, the 8 stall version 4 in Stock Arrow, Austria.
Number 33 in Utah, number 2,771 in the United States is the 16 stall at Cedar City, Utah.
The 3 stall version 4 in Jingzhou, China.
The 3 stall in Shaoxing, China.
The 3 stall version 4 in Yurumqi, China.
Number 2,333 in China is the 3 stall in Shaoxing, China.
And number 288 in Germany, number 1534 in Europe, number 7,626 in the world is the 12 stall version 4 in Stralsund, Germany. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone, today.
And we will see you guys on Tuesday.
Now you know.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.